Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, welcome in to the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker along with the former Pro Bowl receiver TJ Houshmandzadeh, my man TJ. Yo, what's going on, TJ? How you doing?
Man, ready to get Magic City Mondays rocking, baby.
You already know. You've been to Magic City before you were married and had all these kids, right?
Say that one more time, Rob. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me? I said you know where Magic City is. I think you went there before you were married and had kids to get some chicken wings. Am I right?
Nah. You know what's funny, man? Obviously, I know what it is. I've never been.
Never been?
Never been there. Never stepped foot in there. Never. I don't know what the lemon pepper wings are about.
Oh, they, TJ, they are to die for. I'm not kidding you. Magic City's kitchen is as good as the dance floor. You know what I mean? I'm telling you.
Yeah, the man, wings are obviously the name speaks for itself. Everybody knows what it is, but man, it's so. I've never been there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Not for the food or the dance floor.
Right, for nothing. I got you. Well, we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And TJ, man, we're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of stuff to talk about. It's great to have you in for Chris Broussard, who's on vacation this week, especially with the start of preseason game for everybody and taking a good look at all the rookie quarterbacks. We're going to get on that. But first, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. Because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio show without them. Rob G, of course, is our able-bodied producer. Don Brown is our engineer on the ones and twos. And, of course, Mr. Steve DeSager is at the anchor desk, and he'll keep us updated all night on what's happening in sports. We're also going to talk with Dave Damashek from the Extra Points Podcast Network. We'll talk with him. We'll do a little Amy Dash, who is a Fox Sports Radio legal analyst. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff, TJ, going on with Deshaun Watson and Trevor Bauer and just some crazy stories. And, of course, one of your favorite topics, Tim Tebow. Man. I know you saw the video. We'll talk about that because you know I got plenty to say, right?
Oh, man. That's going to be a nice little topic. Let's just say that.
No doubt about it. All right, but let's get started on this Magic City Monday. And you've worked with a lot of quarterbacks. You've seen these young guys. You've been out on the field with them. And we finally got to see some of these quarterbacks in action, even though, you know, it's not a real game per se, but they're out there playing against some not always top flight talent, but you get to see them call some signals, throw the ball around, and game action more so than just practice. And I'm going to throw out some names. Kind of tell me who you thought was the most impressive to you. Of course, Trevor Lawrence with the Jacksonville Jaguars, Trey Lance in San Francisco. Who else? Mac Jones with the Patriots.
Justin Fields with the Bears.
Yep. And Zach Wilson with the Jets. So
do we throw Jordan Love in there?
Yeah, we could throw Jordan Love because he hadn't played last year. And this is really the first time we're seeing him, right, with some action. So
correct.
Let's throw him in there as well. Who impressed you so far? Who'd you like?
Honestly, man, this kind of is like a – like I can't make a decision, but all those guys play well.
Pick one. I need one from you.
I'm going to go with Jordan Love.
Okay, Jordan Love, even though I remember – he had one great drive, and then the other five or six weren't that pretty.
Hey, what
did you like about him?
I just like the fact that he hadn't played football in a long time, but what he had on his shoulders. Like, I don't know. Had Jordan Love played terrible, you and I both know it. Every show this morning, oh, my God, the Packers don't have a quarterback for the future. They cannot trade Aaron Rodgers. That wasn't a topic of a conversation at all this morning on any show. Had Jordan Love played bad, they would have led the show with the Packers need a new quarterback. The Packers moved up in the draft to draft the wrong guy. But because he played well enough, that wasn't even a topic at all. It's not the fact that he played well. It's what he had on his shoulders, what he was facing, the scrutiny that he would have faced had he not played well. Those other guys are technically, they're rookies. Jordan Love is technically a second-year player, but in my eyes, he hadn't played, so I'll say he's a rookie as well. But had he not played well, every show this morning would have been calling for the Packers to not trade Aaron Rodgers, would have been calling for the Packers to figure out what they're doing in the front office by moving up to draft him. And so he played well considering everything that was going on around him.
Well, let me say this. I was in San Francisco this past weekend, caught up with some friends, went to a Giants-Rockies game. And, of course, the game was on, you know, at some of the stands around the Oracle Park where the Giants play. And, of course, I happen to be getting some food. You know, I've been getting fat all summer. And TJ, look up, and there's Trey Lance with the big 80-yard pass downfield. And one of the guys who was working there, like a cleanup crew guy, went ballistic. Oh, that's my guy. Oh, my God. We got to get rid of Garoppolo. All right. He's, you know, like went crazy. And I was like, really? Just off of one pass? I mean, it was a mixed bag for him, but you tell me about Trey Lance. Should people tone it down a little bit? I know he had an 80-yard touchdown, which is nice to see, but are we ready to ship Garoppolo out of town?
No. I mean, he was 5 for 14. He had a couple drops in there, but 5 for 14 against backups is not going to cut it. And so if you put the two drops and say they were catches, he's 7 for 14. but it's the big splash play, that big play, 80-yard bomb.
Right.
But that's expected. The key for the Niners is this. Are they going to want to pay Jimmy G the amount of money that they're paying him if they know that Trey Lance is going to eventually – because once Jimmy G starts the season, that $24 million is guaranteed. But when Jimmy G is healthy, they win games. I mean, it's just that simple. The 49ers win games.
I was
going to
say, you can say whatever you want about Jimmy G, and I remember when he got that contract – TJ, you know, like, it was premature. He had started, like, 8 games, and they made him the highest-paid player. You know what I mean? It was a little ridiculous. But his record speaks for itself. He does win games.
Jimmy G is a winner. But he just can't stay healthy. He cannot stay healthy. And so he needs to find a way to stay healthy. The last season he stayed healthy, you know what happened, right?
Right.
He led them to the Super Bowl. They lost, but he led them to the Super Bowl.
And I'm still going to blame Shanahan for that. He's choked down 2 big Super Bowl fourth quarter leads, which is unbelievable. If you remember that game, TJ, there came a time where you needed to run the ball, eat some clock, and they made him into like he's going to throw his way to the Super Bowl. And I know, you know, he missed the airmail one where he had a guy open. I can't remember the receiver right in the end
Emmanuel
zone.
Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, he was open. There's no doubt about it. But they were up by 10 with like 8 minutes to go. You need to be able to work that out. And we remember the Falcons with Shanahan, right? He was the offensive coordinator.
That was a killer against the Patriots. That
they
was,
were,
that
they
was
were first
the
first and 10. First and 10 at the 22. You remember Julio Jones made this great catch,
TJ? That great catch, yes.
Right, on a third down play. So you're in field goal range. Am I wrong at the 22?
You're in field goal range.
All you have to do is run the ball 3 times, get 3 or 4 yards, you're at the 18, kick a field goal, you're up by 11, you win the Super Bowl. Am I right? You don't have to be a coach to know that.
No, and this is the thing. He knows that as well, and hopefully he can get back. Like, Shanahan is one of the best coaches in the league. There's no question about that. And I'm sure.
But he blew that.
Yeah, he did. And I think he would probably admit that. But when you're talking today, if he can keep Jimmy G healthy, I'm sure he's – like, the 49ers, they have a loaded roster, man. Like, when you look at their team, where's their weakness? They don't have a weakness. Where's their weakness?
So what are you predicting them to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC?
No. I mean, honestly, if we're talking that division is tough. I like the Rams out that division, to be honest with you.
Oh, me and you are going to make a bet on that one.
Of what?
We're going to make a bet. The Rams are not going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I know why. It just hit me.
You know.
Statford. Wait, what are you calling?
Stat Padford.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, watch what he does. Telling you. I went to the practice last week, just got confirmation on what I already knew. Man, that dude about to kill him. He's about to kill him, Rob.
We'll see if they can run the ball. Their running back got hurt, right? He's already hurt.
Listen, Matthew Stafford is one of the physically most talented quarterbacks in the National Football League. No question about
it. Just played 12 years with a first ballot Hall of Fame wide receiver. Couldn't win a playoff game. Never won a division in 12 years. And you can talk about the Lions all you want.
You know what's crazy?
Talk about the Lions all you want, man. He had Ndamukong Suh. He had a number 5 defense. I covered almost all of his games in Detroit. I watched this dude. And I'm not saying he's a bum, TJ, but you guys are over the top with he's the Messiah. And you'll find out.
Who was his offensive coordinators?
I don't care.
That's what I'm just trying to tell you.
Yeah, but I'm going to say I don't care because I've seen him in spots. There's that playoff game at Dallas, and I don't want to get off track, but that playoff game in Dallas, go back and rewatch that. Was it a bad call? Yeah, there was a bad call on the Lions. Did they get the ball back? Yeah, they got the ball back with 2.5 minutes to go, 2 timeouts, and a chance for Matthew Stafford to have his signature moment in Dallas where he's from. And what happened in that, TJ, do you remember?
I do
that
not.
That ain't nothing to do with no offensive core. 4 and out, and the game is over. I'm just telling you, I've seen those moments. But let me get back to the rookies. Trevor Lawrence, what'd you see there?
I thought Trevor Lawrence was solid. I really did, you know, especially when the first play of the game you fumble, you get sacked or fumble.
What was that, nerves? What was that?
I'm sure he probably held on the ball a little too long, and of course it's nerves. Like, he's human. I'm sure he was a little nervous. But the Jags, they're a bad football team. I mean, when you Cleveland didn't play many starters. The Jags, they don't have a ton of talent, and so it's going
to
be a lot.
Especially when it comes to the tight end position, but that's another story.
Oh, man, I can't wait to get into that one. But there's a lot that goes on in that. Like, he's going to have to be better. He's going to have to be better. From the perspective of he's going to have a lot on his shoulders. He's going to have a lot on his shoulders with not much talent to deal with. And he knows that. I just hope he doesn't press and try to do too much. Because if he tries to do too much, it's going to really look bad. But these rookies, Rob, we know it. It's going to be ebbs and flows, peaks and valleys. And you just got to be able to fight through the bad stuff.
All right, last guy. Let me ask you about Justin Fields. Should Bears fans be thrilled? Like, this is not – they finally got their guy. You know, the Bears have always struggled with quarterbacks. They got a great defense. I mean, you can't waste the defense. Is this their Messiah in Chicago?
He seems to be the answer, right? I mean, he looked good. Now, he could have had some balls that were intercepted. They weren't. So, it's like, oh, he had a couple balls that could have been picked. I don't care. They weren't picked. So, they show up in the stat books as 9 interceptions. And so, he looked good. He used his legs when he needed to. He made some nice throws. Although the touchdown, that was a scheme touchdown. That was a system touchdown. It wasn't much. I mean, you could have thrown that. But
that's saying a lot.
Well,
if I could have made that play, right?
I mean, the guy was wide open. Nobody was around him. He walked into the end zone technically backwards. And so that was a good play call. But that's a good start for Justin Fields. That's a great start for him.
I can't wait to hear what people have to say here on the Odd Couple. Which quarterback were you most impressed with this past weekend? TJ just told you his. We want to hear from you. We'll continue this conversation with you next. That's right. It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-996-6369, 877-99 on Fox. We're talking about the rookie quarterbacks who all mostly made their debuts this past weekend. Who is the most impressive? We want to hear from you, so join in on this. TJ, of course, has coached and worked out with a lot of these guys and has a good feel for it, but we do want to hear what you think.
We're going to start it off with Mark in Sacramento. What you got to say to us, baby?
What's up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? What's going on, gentlemen? Hey, welcome back, TJ. Good to hear you, man.
Appreciate you, my man.
Hey, real quick, I think it's Justin Fields. I'm going to give you a couple of reasons why. Number one, that guy was able to take the ball, I think it was on his 33, 35-yard line, towards the end of the half, and show me that he has a command of the two-minute offense, went down and got them a field goal before the end of the half. That's pretty good for a rookie to be able to pick that up and be able to execute it the way he did and made the throws we had to make. So I
Mark,
thought that was pretty impressive.
Mark, are they ready? Are they going to start the season with him, or should they start it with Andy Dalton?
I tell you what, if they don't start in week one, I bet you they start in week two. That's the way I look at it. And here's the other thing I think why he should start over those other guys. Out of the other four guys, he's going to have the most polished receiver out there who don't drop anything when Allen Robinson gets back. So I think he's ready. I think
he's ready.
I do. He looks great.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call. 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you. Jump in.
We got another caller, Kevin, in Culver City.
Yo, Kev. Fellas, what's going on? Magic City Monday.
No doubt.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, a Hall of Fame hairstyle, glam Hall of Famer with the hair, with Troy Polamalu in the building.
Oh, he's in the all-hair Hall of Fame, right?
Not even a question, hands down. The best, most impressive rookie is Trey Lance. Every time we talk about, can we see what this guy does on the tape? That's what we want to see from the preseason game. Everybody said Trey Lance wasn't playing against good competition. He throws an 80-yard bomb against the Kansas City Chiefs. There's no better competition than the NFL. Everybody talked about,
I don't know how many starters were playing in that.
Confirmed on that throw. He made some, you know, mistakes towards the end. But some of those other throws, there were like four or five drop passes. You saw that, TJ, where he was right on line. He was moving that offense. He looked like a professional quarterback. And seeing Patrick Mahomes on the other side of the sideline, that throw was Mahomes-esque. So he showed me everything I needed to see in a franchise quarterback.
You're ready to make that move in that one game?
I think it's far and away Trey Lance.
Really? So you're ready to say no Jimmy G and he's the starter?
No, I would still sit him because I think he's a polished prospect. He can still learn a lot more, but you definitely see you have a franchise quarterback right there. I think they're going to have to play him because he's too good to be on the sidelines. And when you see guys like Trent Williams grabbing him like that,
Kevin, he's going to need some snaps, man.
He
hasn't played a lot of football.
I would sit him, but he's definitely a franchise quarterback.
All right.
He's got a great one, and you could just see it in that game. He's so, polished.
Thanks, Kev. Don, can they hear us? Because it doesn't sound like he can hear us. Am I right, TJ? You were trying to say something.
He can hear us now. And all I'm saying is he needs some snaps. He needs as many preseason snaps as possible. I think people forget he didn't start a ton of games in college. He played one game last year, and I believe he threw 20 passes.
Right.
And so he needs a ton of preseason snaps just to get used to it. I mean, everybody looks at the big play that he had against the Chiefs, at 80-yard bomb. He was 5 for 14.
Right, which isn't that impressive. And here's the other thing,
too. He did have some drops, and I'll give him that. He had some drops in there. Right balls right there.
But TJ, everybody, I get the fans. Fans are derived from the word fanatic, right? So I get where fans get excited. But the success rate of all these quarterbacks isn't great. Everybody doesn't wind up being a great quarterback. Do you know what I mean? Even if they're drafted in the first round, there's a lot of guys who don't make it. It's impossible to look at these five or six guys and say they're all going to be A1 quarterbacks for the next 10 or 15 years. Am I right?
That's what history has told us. History has told us it's almost impossible for all these guys to be the guy.
Yep.
And so we just have to wait and see which ones aren't the guy.
Yep. All right. The football conversation continues with our man Dave Damachek from the Extra Points Podcast Network. He joins us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And let's welcome in Dave Damachek, who is one of the best guys out there. He hosts the -3 podcast on the Extra Points Podcast Network. Dave, welcome to the Odd Couple. How you doing, buddy?
Better now to hear your voice, Rob, and my man Hoosh there, too. The only thing, Rob, baseball exists to fill the gap between the end of the postseason and the start of football.
Are you kidding?
Let's talk football.
Dave, did you watch the Field of Dreams game? Come on, man. That was like a Hollywood script. Oh, my God.
No, that was so good. Yeah, that was good. The only problem is I'm from Pittsburgh, so I'm savage with the Pirates. How much am I?
No, I got you. Okay. I wouldn't be watching baseball either at this point, so I got you. Hey, Dave, we just started talking about who impressed you the most out of the rookie quarterbacks this past weekend, or Mac Jones, who played before. Was there anybody who really jumped out at you?
Yeah, I guess this is confirmation bias, but I've been talking about Justin Fields for some time now, and what a mistake it was that he slid all the way down there to the Bears. They're going to be the beneficiaries of it. Don't be surprised if he gets the Rookie of the Year, so long as Nagy doesn't do something screwy like stick with Andy Dalton. Andy is going to be the answer? Andy? Come on. We've seen enough of Andy.
Andy?
guys who play and win Super Bowls are named like Roger and Joe, and like even Patrick has a certain ring to it. Guys like Andy don't get to the promised land. Come on. Time to go with – then again, Justin isn't the most macho name either. Either way, yes, Justin Fields is who I like. It is crazy, though, to get in the not-too-far-back machine and consider what happened with the Broncos at the draft. They must have assumed they were getting Aaron Rodgers, right? Why did they pass on Justin Fields? I think this is going to be a decision that their fans are going to really bellyache about for years to come.
You know what? Dave, you're spot on, and the general manager should be fired. You either have to secure Aaron Rodgers that night or draft a quarterback. You can't be hoping and wishing when that time comes. And John Elway did a terrible job there. He could never get a quarterback. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that was a bad move. I'm with you.
I think he saw how it went with Peyton Manning coming in there, and he's like, wait a second, Broncos fans are forgetting about number 7 here. I'm not going to make that mistake again. Never a good quarterback for the Broncos as long as I'm around. Fans got to remember who the GOAT among Broncos QBs is. That's maybe the reason behind it.
So when you talk about Andy Dalton, Justin Fields, do you look at the same way in New England with Cam Newton, Mac Jones?
I mean, I like Cam a great deal, and this is borderline hot take. I think you and I have talked about this before, Hoosh, actually. I feel like if Cam there are reasons that are fairly apparent why some people down in the Carolina didn't get the full embrace, even when he went 15-1 and went to the Super Bowl, throwing to Ted Ginn Jr. and Philly Brown, also had, until last year with Justin Herbert, what stands as the greatest rookie season for a quarterback ever. And yet people still kind of push back when I say, I'll tell you, if he has a good year with New England, I think he's a Hall of Famer, Cam is. I just don't know that Belichick's going to wait on putting Mac Jones in there based on what they want to do. But, I mean, I do think with the free agency, what they did in free agency, I thought it felt like they were trying to build an offense that suited Cam with those two tight ends. Remember what Cam did when he had Greg Olsen down there and you had a power run attack? I thought that New England could kind of zig against the rest of the AFC zag there, and with Patrick Mahomes and Herbert and otherwise thrown, and Josh Allen and other throwing the ball all over the place, that they might just go ground and pound hardcore up in Foxborough this year. I guess long answer to your question, Hoosh. I got to think now it's sounding more and more like it's going to be Mac Jones at the first sign of trouble. I think all these coaches probably want to have their cake and eat it too. I'm sure in San Francisco they're like, Shanahan's like, I want to stick with Jimmy G until I can no longer support that decision. I think that they'd like to go with the vet and give the rookie as much time on the bench as possible until you say, like, all right, what are we doing? We can't stick with Andy Dalton when we have a potential stud sitting on the bench. I think that's what's going to happen in New England. Until when Cam has a bad game, I think that'll be indication, let's go with the kid now.
Dave Damashek, of course, from the Extra Points Podcast Network. He hosts -3. And, Dave, let's go to the Cowboys and – you know, I mean, it's been 25 years, going on 26 years since they won a Super Bowl. They've won 4 playoff games in the last quarter century. And Dak Prescott, you know, not only coming off a major injury, now he's got a shoulder situation. What's your take on the Cowboys? They're in a division that's on a silver platter for them, basically, with the other 3 teams that are there. This is like, reminds me of like the Patriots playing in the AFC least. What do you got for the Cowboys this year?
Yeah, I see it like you do, and in more than just their division, but their entire conference. This is feeling a little bit like the NBA Western Conference versus the pitiful Eastern Conference, or at least what it was pitiful until the last couple of years. It's so slanted in favor of the AFC. I mean, there's so many heavyweight teams on that side. In the NFC, it's the Packers. I think the Niners are going to be good. The Rams are going to be good. And then after that, like, the Cowboys have a real good – if you think about who's there. Well, I'm sleeping on the 43-year-old man down there.
Right, Tampa. Don't forget Tampa, right? The early bird special. Don't forget that.
All right. But early bird special is right. At some point, this can't go on forever, fellas. At some point, Brady's going to look like an average – well, he already looks average in body type. But, I mean, his performance will become average and – they'll have to move on. But, yeah, I think that the Cowboys set up to be – I believe in Dan Quinn, and I think some guys are better suited for whatever reason to be coordinators than they are head coaches. And Quinn was really successful up there in Seattle. he obviously had success in Atlanta, too. And, you know, a couple things go differently in that Super Bowl. He's a Super Bowl champion at this point. And Matt Ryan, we talk about as a Hall of Famer. But so I think Dan Quinn goes to Dallas, fixes up that defense. At the minimum, you can say about it that they have some nice pieces, especially with Micah Parsons out there. And they can heat up the QB. It's the back end that's the question there. But they should have enough to win a division when it's Danny Dimes and Fitzmagic, who is a cute story, but as we know, that pumpkin gets ripe halfway through the season.
Yep.
It's fun. I like it. It's cute, but it's not a strategy to winning the Super Bowl, running Fitzpatrick out there. And, who am I? Oh, and then Jalen Hurts, we'll see what that looks like. But, yeah, I think Dak and company have a pretty easy path to a division title, you would think.
Okay, we got about a minute to go. TJ, you got one more you want to squeeze in?
I got you. Go ahead. Go ahead, Rob.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you can ask. I know you have a question. Go ahead.
No, I was ready for you. I just want to know. Okay, my last thing is Matthew Stafford and the Rams. Everybody's putting their money down. I know future bets on the Rams. I don't believe they're going to make it to the Super Bowl. Where are you on the Rams and Stafford? We got about a minute.
All right, I'm going to give you a hot
take. Because to me, it's Super Bowl or bust. That's why they got him. They got a defense. They got a really good team. He has to be the guy to get them to the Super Bowl.
Well, you talk about a guy who can play himself in the Canton. If Matt Stafford can shake off all these years with the bum Lions and show that he just needed a good supporting cast around him, although he did have Calvin Johnson, so let's not cry for him too much.
And Ndamukong Suh, I just want you to remember, he had some good plays.
That's fair. You know what, Rob? That's absolutely fair. It's not like, they had a chance. Their biggest mistake during Stafford years was letting Jim Caldwell get out of the building. Why they did that is inexplicable. But I'm with you. I think that it's funny how, because I'm a big believer in postseason victories do count on a quarterback Hall of Fame resume.
Yep.
You know, getting it done in the big games does matter. And Stafford's the one guy who is highly talented that hasn't had any postseason success in the 21st century. Every other high-end QB has pretty consistently gotten his team to the postseason. Stafford's the exception there. I do think, though, with McVay and the pieces they have on that offense and the defense that can potentially dominate too, they're scary. They are, in fact, Rob, my Super Bowl pick. And guess who they're going to play in SoFi Stadium? The Los Angeles Chargers. They're going to win the AFC.
Wow, you are really out on a limb. I want what you're drinking. All right. Hey, Dave Damashek, we appreciate you, man. You're the best host of Minus Three on the Extra Points Podcast Network. Thanks, Dave.
Anytime, fellas.
All right.
Appreciate
All right.
It, Dave. Thank you.
There's still 6 weeks left in the season, but the National League MVP race is already over. We'll explain next. It's the Odd Couple with TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
For sure,
that's my song right there.
For sure,
that. Am I right? That is a Magic City Monday right there. It is the iCouple, Rob Parker, and of course, TJ Houshmandzadeh filling in for Chris Broussard, the former Pro Bowler, and Up On Game host on Saturdays with the fellas. TJ, you enjoying that?
I love it, man. It's actually been really fun for us to be doing that, man. I enjoy it.
That's what I'm talking about. You had me on a long time ago, and next time I'll get another shot. Maybe you'll have me on to talk about baseball. But anyway, we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And TJ, I wrote a column today for Deadspin.com about Fernando Tatis Jr. I know you've seen this cat play, and he is dynamic. He has been unbelievable. He's been injured three times this year with a separated shoulder, left shoulder. And he also missed 8 games from COVID. He's been through it. And yet, batting near 300, leads the National League in home runs, has 23 steals. He's only one of two players who has over 20 home runs and over 20 steals. And how about this? 74 RBIs in just 89 games. Which is incredible. But I did write today, even though there's still 6 weeks left for the regular season in baseball, that I think he's the MVP of the National League. Am I being a little prisoner of the moment, premature? Because last night he came off the injured list and went 4-for-5, including 2 home runs.
I wouldn't say it's premature. If he was to win it, it's not like he's not one of the best players, not just in the National League, in all of baseball. What I don't understand is he comes off the injured list. I believe they played him in right field, correct?
Yeah, first time he played in the outfield.
What does that have to do with him not hurting his shoulder?
Well, the point of the Padres is when you play shortstop, there's a lot of throws. There's diving for balls. You can get it. Say you're applying a tag at a guy stealing second base or something like that. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot more action that there's a chance of you. When he hurt his shoulder, once it was swinging, and I think the other two times was in the field where he dove, you know, fully stretched out, TJ. And that's why I think, you know, when we play baseball as kids.
I know the last time he heard it, I know for sure it was at the plate. I knew that for a fact. I remember I was watching that game.
He had a big swing. But I know he also dove fully stretched out. That was another time he landed on the shoulder. So they're just trying to get him in right field where you don't have as much action.
Hey, and after last night, he hit two home runs. That's why we did it.
Right. I mean, yeah.
The kid can play, man. It's no denying his talent. Not at all. It's just a matter of can he stay healthy, and I think that's what they're trying to do is, quote-unquote, hide him in right field. But talent-wise, the Padres got a squad, and he is their best player, and he's a young player. With him and Machado, they got some good things brewing up in San Diego.
No doubt. And if they've had so many injuries and they're still in the thick of it for the playoffs – and I think that's why they wanted to. And you'll see his value on this team that was sputtering a little bit, you know what I mean, without him. And TJ, now that he's back in the lineup, and you saw right away. Because this team got no hit on Saturday by a guy making his major league debut. Can you believe that? Can you your first game in the major leagues and you pitch a no-hitter? How can you get any better than that, TJ?
He'll never have another game like that again.
And I mean,
at least it looks like he won't.
Chance of him throwing a couple of no-hitters. You know how hard it is. It's almost impossible.
The sad thing for the Padres, though, they're in the same division as the Dodgers, baby, so they always fighting uphill.
Oh, you know that. And they have been. The Dodgers been running things for years. But there we go. All right, our number two of the program. I know this is the one TJ just can't wait to talk about. We're going to talk about the return of Tim Tebow to the
return
football
of the
field.
Mac.
That's right. And what it looked like because he went viral. So we'll do that and much more. It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh. Stick and stay.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.